want to give thanks to Max Roach. I want to give thanks to Mingus. I want to give thanks to the Monk and Duke Ellington. I want to give thanks to Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday. I want to give thanks to Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou Williams. I want to give thanks to McCoy and Elvin. I want to give thanks to Chick Webb. I want to give thanks to Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins, who I saw in front of Duke Ellington's band. And then the next morning, I was playing on a TV show in Washington, D.C. I was in college. And it was announced that Duke was going to be the guest that morning. And I didn't know that. And when he came in, we played just Duke's music. And when the show was over, all the crowd and the audience and the tech people gathered around Duke. And Duke just walked through them all. He parted them all. And he ran over to us, who were the two musicians. I was playing flute then with a piano player. And he came over and he sat down with us in the corner and said, "Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?" Duke, who loved musicians. And I said, "Well, Duke, I heard you last night with Coleman Hawkins." And he said, "Yeah." And I never would expect it out of his mouth. "Yeah, Coleman's a motherfucker, you know? I thank you, Duke. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank all the writers of the music. I thank the Tin Pan Alley players, writers, and the Broadway writers. I mean, some of the worst shows created some of the most beautiful music in the world. I thank you all. I thank you all. I thank you all. I thank you, my grandmother, who gave me my first piano. And I don't even know how, because I was so young, I don't know how they got it from next door across the garden into our house. That old piano that had moths in it, that they ate up the felts and didn't have any ivories on the keys and was always out of tune. I thank you, Cecil Taylor, that I heard about when I was 13 years old, and I read about you in old downbeat metronome magazines. And I didn't know anything about your music, but I said, I bet he plays like this. You know, and then when I was 19 years old, I finally heard a side that he put out called I think Love for Sale or something like that, and it had Dennis Charles on it. Dennis Charles, who became a very good friend, who I recorded with. I thank you, Dennis Charles. I thank all the masters that have come before me. I thank you.